Now, we think everyone out there is going to know these two names, but just in case, Wynton Marsalis, who is Willie Nelson?
American icon, master of all American root musics.
And Willie Nelson, who is Wynton Marsalis?
Wynton Marsalis is one of the greatest musicians that I've ever run into in my life.
So, what do you get when jazz master meets country icon? Well, you get the sound of two men with the blues.
Bright lights, big city, gone to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city, gone to my baby's head. Try to tell the woman, but she won't believe a thing I said.
This is Bright Lights, Big City with Willie Nelson and Wynton Marsalis. A year ago January, the two men came together to perform live at Lincoln Center. Call it the G2, a meeting between two heads of state. The sessions were taped and turned into an album of blues and jazz standards called Two Men with the Blues. It's out just this week. We caught up with them on Willie's bus, parked on Jay Leno's lot, getting ready to go on The Tonight Show. Gentlemen, thanks for coming to this show.
Well, you're welcome.
Here's how I'm imagining the two of you right now. Wynton, you're wearing a suit, looking real sharp. Your smooth trumpet is close by in its case. Willie, I imagine you with a red bandana, two braids, humming something heartfelt and lonely. Am I close?
I don't have the... I got one braid and no bandana and... I forgot what I was humming.
I have a t-shirt on and some jeans.
All right,
we're just sitting here on the bus.
Sitting on a bus, having a cup of coffee.
That's it. You know, very domestic.
You know, at first I was surprised to hear that you two had teamed up. It seems unlikely somehow, but is it really that strange?
Willie and I were talking yesterday about Jimmy Rogers and Louis Armstrong recorded Blue Yodel No. 9. That was years. That was in the 30s, I think. And all American root music is the same. We play shuffle rhythms. Ding, 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 ding. We play the blues. We have songs that we know. It was no strain at all for us to play with each other.
Yeah, it's kind of like getting together more than, you know, coming together for the first time. It's kind of like getting together again because, you know, we've always played basically the same music.
Right.
For this gospel, bluegrass, whatever it is.
I'm from New Orleans, he's from Texas. We cousins anyway. it's like eating barbecue. Texas people barbecue, Louisiana people barbecue, catfish. We taught them what to do with a catfish. They were using catfish as bait. We don't have to come together to do that, you know?
Yeah, I would never have to put labels on it because it's not necessary. It's only the people who are out there trying to sell it. They have to put a label on it to tell somebody what they have. But we don't really need those labels.
That's right.
Can you pick a song from your album? Is there a song that illustrates this, what we're talking about?
Bucket's got a hole in it.
My bucket's got a hole in it. That's a great example of what I always considered to be a country song. And then when I found out that Wynton played it better than I did and knew verses that I didn't know, I realized that song has been over there a while and it just kind of drifted over the Texas line.
Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. And I can't buy no beer. Bucket in my hand, looking for a woman that ain't got no man. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
There was a great line in the New York Sun this week saying about this song, the reviewer said, apparently cowboys and bluesmen can relate equally to this tragic tale of failing to procure any more alcohol.
It sort of bonds us together.
binds all humanity together. During the Prohibition era, American people sealed their relationship to that.
So what happened? Right. What happened the first time you two rehearsed together?
Well, first, Willie didn't talk that much. It was one beautiful moment in the rehearsal. Okay, we had never played with him, so the first thing about him is his phrasing. I mean, his phrasing is very unpredictable, but it comes out poetic and very logical. And his sense of harmony is very advanced and sophisticated. So, but he's unassuming. So we had one moment in the song where we were playing the ending wrong. So Willie turned around and he just looked at the rhythm section. He didn't say anything. He was just looking like it was a pause. So the rhythm section went back to a certain part in the tune. No words were spoken. And we played it again and it still wasn't right. And then Willie looked at them and they looked at him. And then we played it again for the third time and it was right. And then when they finished playing it, he looked at him and said, "Mighty fine, gentlemen." So, that was like the basic. It's not a lot of talking. It's just basically getting to the music.
Yeah, the talking's not necessary.
I read about that, Willie Nelson, that people compare your phrasing to a jazz singer because, you know, you're off beat a little bit. Can you give us an example of that technique? Can you sing for us?
Well, you know, the song, for instance, San Antonio Rose, it's written deep within my heart. So I would sing it deep. Within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio. We'll have to record that.
Oh, I love that. Yes. He's keeping the time while he's singing, right? Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Ba-do, bo, bo. He leaves the space like that, and
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Now that you guys have come together, I want to ask each of you, let me start with you, Wynton Marcellus, is there something you've learned from Willie Nelson that you'll take back?
Definitely. I think Willie has been on the road for so long, and he's contributed so much. And if you walk with him down the street, you see the way people love him, his integrity, and who he is. He's so much himself. He's very relaxed. So I'll say one thing I learned from him in rehearsal, and I'm not even going to talk about musical things. I'm just going to talk about just as a man. And you know the natural order of things between older and younger people and the progression of life and the things you learn, that's not suspended because you're playing music or you call country or you from Texas or you from Louisiana. He's very relaxed. He doesn't over-rehearse stuff. When it's good enough to be played, he stops. He's fine with it. Is that cool? Yeah, that's fine. And also he has an incredible work ethic. Even at this time, he comes, he doesn't complain about anything, not a diva, he's a man. I mean, he's serious about what he's doing. He's professional. He gets to his job. And he's somebody to truly be respected for his integrity. He's a man of deep integrity. So he strengthened my own integrity and my understanding of how to relax dealing with other people.
And I'll ask you, Willie Nelson, what will you take away from playing with Wynton Marcellus?
Did you ask me a question?
I did. I said I want to ask you.
I was soaking up what Wynton said, man. I was thinking, damn, he's talking about me.
I wondered.
So what was your question?
I wondered if you, Willie Nelson, were taking anything away from playing with Wynton Marcellus.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, every song we play, I take something away from that, and it's incredible memories that I'm building up of working with these guys and Wynton, and the people that he has around him. I mean, they're all teachers, and you can't be around them without learning.
You think you guys ever make a country album?
We just did.
Some people go to school trying to learn how to teach. Some people go to school trying to learn how to preach. But if you can't preach without going to school, brother, you ain't no preacher. You're an educated fool, and that's all.
Musicians Wynton Marcellus and Willie Nelson, the jazz and country icons, spoke to me from Willie's bus, Two Men with the Blues. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now, a fella I know is a miser man, trying to save all the money that he can. But when that undertaker lets him down, where's he gonna spend that money? Under the ground, that's all.